At ASCO, we had presentations from three trials, and one of the trials was actually a combined analysis, the NSABP-B31 and the intergroup 9831. So that combined analysis was presented, and I think everyone was just really stunned with the data, with a p-value of 10 to the minus 12 showing efficacy when you add Herceptin to AC followed by paclitaxel. And I was there, and I don't think there was a dry eye in the whole place. I mean, all of us have spent our lives working in breast cancer and have never seen a result like this. I mean, it's just spectacular. So we saw those results, and after that, the HERA trial was presented, which is a little different design in that it was a sequential use of the trastuzumab, and that also was very, very positive. So these were looks that were early, too, with not that many events. It's clear that this is, you know, changing paradigm in breast cancer. And if you looked at the hazard ratios for the combined analysis, the B31, 9831, it looked like they're going down to almost zero. So we may really be curing patients with the use of the trastuzumab.
In terms of the concept of combining the data of the two trials, some oncologists, you know, are questioning, well, that wasn't the original plan. You know, was this legitimate? What are your thoughts on that?
The original design was obviously that each trial would look at the disease-free survival separately, and the groups actually got together before the accrual was completed for both of the studies and went to the FDA and presented an analysis plan. John Bryant, who's probably the most outstanding statistician I know, was involved in that. And so they presented it before they did the analysis because they felt that they wanted to get a result sooner, and they didn't think, I mean, no one had an idea we'd have the benefit that we do, so they thought they needed to do the combined analysis to get some results out there. When they did the analysis, it was so spectacular that when actually you do them separately, they were still significant. So they actually didn't need to do a combined analysis, but you don't know that, you know, before you go into it. So I think it was clearly legitimate. The FDA agreed with it, and I don't think there's a problem with that.